Bible. Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Cult. You are live right now on the dopest internet show, Fitness, on Morris Media Live. Tune in, tell a friend, tweet a friend, call a friend, text a friend. Y'all probably don't call your friends no more. I remember back in the day, you used to call your friends. You used to call your boy. You used to call your girl. Like, yo, what's up, man? Where you at, man? I'm outside, man. Did you see the karate slick? Oh, come outside, man. Let's do karate. Now, it's like, yo, you're texting. You used to go outside. You used to play volleyball, kickball, and basketball. The whole neighborhood. So just get together and go now. Now, the kids just get on the phone and say, hey, man, let's play basketball. Now, he playing basketball at his house. He playing basketball at his house. Everybody ain't got to go nowhere. You got a five-man squad just all around the neighborhood now. You know what I mean? That's how kids play other neighborhoods now. You get together on their, on the Xboxes and all of that and this and that. I don't play video games. All right? I ain't got nothing against them. However, they're making kids fat. Now, parents, if your kid is obese, getting a little chubby and things like that, and you notice he ain't doing nothing but sitting on the video games, playing video games and eating. Playing video games and eating. From the time you get out of school to the time you go back to school the next day. All right, now, before I even get started, man, look, I done just went all into my program. All right? Let me tell y'all where the hell y'all at and what y'all doing. You're live on the Demega Code Show. We are talking fitness, mostly. A lot of times we start talking about other stuff, but hey, blame God. What you gonna do is other stuff to talk about. But today we're talking about the Demega Code, of course, that's me. We're talking about East Plexity, that's me. We're talking about alkaline water, that's me. We're talking about my cold foundation, that's you. All right, that's childhood obesity doesn't exist. Stop making it. If y'all wanna send some money to my cold foundation, do so. You can go any one of my social media platforms. You can donate on my website, www.demegacode.com. Or you can stalk me on social media, Demega Code, all over the place. I'm everywhere. When you start seeing it, then you'll know it. All right. We got on our show, we got, damn it, I forget my man's name. I know his name is Michael Thompson, but the name of his workout thing is shit. My bad, Mike. Don't worry about it. They gonna know when you get on and tell them. All right. Did you get him on Skype for me? Okay. So he gonna be coming on. I'm talking about what I said, alkaline water. This and that. Okay. Now we talking about what happened this week. What are we talking about? Shout out to Aaliyah. That we came on number one. We came on to Aaliyah. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. This is her 15th year that she has been resting in paradise. Shout out to Aaliyah. That was, she was cool. You know what I mean? She was an icon. She was like our black Selena. You know what I mean? Like, you remember when Selena got killed and all the Latinos and everybody's like, oh, that's how we was with Aaliyah, yo. Because we was like, yo, what happened? You know what I mean? And, yeah. I seen Dame too. Shout out to Dame Dash. Shout out Dame Dash. He over there, Dame Dash thing. He got his stuff going on. That was a thing, man. When you lose someone like that, you be like, ah, man. Like, that's kind of deep. You know what I mean? But here's the thing that you can do. Here's a lesson that you can learn from Aaliyah. All right? Number one. Too much baggage will make you crash. All right? Carrying too much baggage, y'all. She crashed. She had too much bags on board. Too much. Now, remember, this is transference of energy. I'm just using this as a, you know, as a term of endearment so you can learn from it. Too much baggage will bring you down. Take it as a lesson. Too much baggage will bring you down, all right? And the last thing would be in a rush to be somewhere if you don't know you're supposed to be there. It's cool to be in a rush to be places where you know you're supposed to be. But if you don't know, if you do though, and you don't know, and you're in a rush to get there anyway, hey, make sure that your odds are good. Be optimistic. All right. Who else we got tuning in now? We got Denise Scott. What's up, y'all? I see you out there. Latanya Plummer, Taylon, Taylon Network. Taylon, what you do? He do all the media for, if y'all want to get y'all media platform and y'all want to do stuff like that, call my boy Taylon, he'll make it happen. All right? Now, what else were you talking about? That was Aaliyah. We got Aaliyah out the way. Shout out Aaliyah. She did the movie with DMX. Shout out DMX, he just had another kid. X, gonna give it to you. X! X is one of the livest dudes. Hey, let me tell you something. His name is Darkman X. But I guarantee you, he got more God in him than 99% of people. Straight up. You can believe that. You know what I mean? You know, you can see it. I can see it only because, you know, I'm related to God. He's my father. So I know what his kids look like. All right. Tamar and Vince. I heard they had a fight. You hear about that? You hear about that fight, Poetess? Who you think won? They said Vince bit her finger. I don't know. What happened, Vince? Did you get hungry in the middle of the fight or something? What happened, yo? Shout out to Vince. I had a talk with Vince, though. I talked with Vince a few years ago, right after he had that surgery. After he had the surgery for the weight loss thing. And I don't know what happened. I mean, shit, he ain't lose no weight. You know what I mean? So, never called me back. So, I don't know what the fuck happened. You know what I mean? Anyway, man, you don't be biting on Tamar, yo. You know she, her thing. You know she ain't got, you know her, the elevator don't go all the way up. You know what I mean? You know people is, it seemed like they moving around in there, but ain't nobody really home. Like, you know what I mean? So don't be messing with Tamar. Shout out to Tamar. Black Lives Matter. So don't be biting her finger, yo. All right? Okay. All right. Even though we Tamar with all that makeup and all that. Anyway. Roland Martin. We appreciate you, my brother. We appreciate you representing for the black folks. We appreciate that. I saw the beef you had with Snoop. Snoop said, nigga, fuck you, you fat bum. Y'all gotta go to Snoop Instagram for this, yo. Roland Martin and Snoop was beefing. Roland Martin told Snoop, quit smoking weed. Spend some money on some movies. Quit spending it on good kush or some shit like that. Snoop was like, nigga, man, woo-woo. You gotta go to the Instagram. I can't do it how Snoop did it, yo. I can't do it. It's classic though. But I'm with you, Snoop. with you, Snoop, on this one. You know what I mean? Roland Martin, you are representing the black community. You know what I mean? In a high fashion, you are on the platform that no other black person is on. You're on CNN. Is that CNN he's on? Right? Is that CNN? Yeah, CNN. Like they don't put us on CNN. They need to give me a show on CNN. You know what I mean? That's what they need to do. I'm gonna have my agent call CNN and tell them to give me a show on CNN. We'll see. We'll get some shit really popping, rolling. They gonna be like, but my point I'm trying to make is, dude, you out of shape. All right, you way the fuck out of shape, and you know you out of shape, but yet and still you up here talking about the issues. The issue is this: it ain't no goddamn issues if you dead. Let's talk about something that matters, right? You talking about Billary and all of them, and Donald Stump, but you ain't saying nothing about this obesity thing. You know why? Because you're obese, and you got people that's gonna call you on it. They can't call you on the politics and all that shit because guess what? You got people that's schooling you on that. Here, Roland, say this, Roland, say that, say this, Roland, say this, say that, say this, say that. See, that shit that you can hide. But we're looking at the obvious. You know what I mean, Roland? So, in other words, basically what I'm saying is get your ass in shape while you're out there, you know, talking about the news and this and that because guess what? If that's the case, if that's the platform that you want, you're representing us. as a people. Brother, Black Lives Matter. So I watch your whole thing. I watch your Facebook thing. I don't just be on here just talking about people because I don't really care. You know why? I believe in predestination. That means that I believe that there's nothing that's going to happen that's not supposed to. And there's not something that's not supposed to happen that's going to. Period. Point blank. That's just what I believe. Now, however, shit, I could be wrong. I was wrong once, but only once. Okay, what else? Leslie Jones. Shout out Leslie Jones. Big Les, I feel you, man. You hackers ain't shit, yo. You know what I mean? Y'all gonna hack the girl. You see she just getting her breakup here with the Ghostbusters thing and all that. And then y'all gonna hack her naked flicks. You know she had to send her naked flicks to her dude that's in the joint. I just messing with you, Les. But that's my girl, man. Like, why y'all do that? But that ain't gonna do nothing but make her funnier. Just make a joke out of the shit, Les. You know what I mean? Yeah, the hackers this. They ain't da-da-da-da-da. They ain't doing. I see my cousin on the line. Derek Carter, what up, baby? I see you out there. What did I say? Yeah. I see you out there. Where you at, Derek? Where you at, DC? We in Mississippi or somewhere, right? Something like that, right? Right? All right. Yo, hey, what y'all think about the gold and the black? Oh my god, what y'all think? Come on, y'all. Call in. Tell me about it. 323. Is this the number to the station? I just want to make sure somebody write your number up here, poetess, like, yo, they'd be calling you. 323-293-3375. Call me if you got some numbers. I mean, call me if you got some information, if you got something you want to talk about. Call me if you feel like killing yourself. Because, hey, at least I can talk to you. But don't kill yourself. They got a suicide hotline number, too. I don't know what it is, but I'll tell y'all before the end of the show. But whatever you do, don't kill yourself. Call me. And for those that's taking life too serious, you know what I mean? And you just don't have, and you just can't laugh at yourself. Call me. I'll laugh at your ass. See? I'm nice. Who else? What else are you talking about? Shout out Hussein Bolt. This nigga so fast. They might as well. Oh, my God. Look. Hold on, man. Hold on, people. I'm coming back. Hold on. My fault. All right. I'm back. Hussein Bolt, y'all. This dude, by the time the race is over, they still at the damn starting gate. This dude is fast as lightning, man. I ain't never seen nobody this fast. You know what I mean? That's when you start looking at the mechanics of everything. The human body is amazing, yo. For real. You can run that fast? This dude can outrun cheetahs and, you know what I mean? I mean, I could never run that fast. I remember the fastest I ever ran in my life. I was running from this dice game, y'all. It was what, but you know what? Never mind all that. Just know that I can't just run as fast as Hussein Bolt, y'all. This dude is fast. And then they got him on the internet. They said Hussein is on there and he talking to this chick and he talking to that chick. Check this out. That's Hussein Bolt. He the fastest man on the planet Earth. So if you think about it, he can get away from you. Unless you start busting at him for trying to take your girl or something like that. So he on the internet, he got this chick and that chick, and so his girl back home is mad and this and that. Ladies, you have to understand, it's just the perks. It comes along with being the fastest man on Earth. The fastest man on Earth. They say they can't get a good connection out there. Poetry, something happening on Ustream or somewhere that deep we need to know about. Make sure Donald Stump people ain't trying to chime in and cut me off because they know I be all the way live. And they know I got something to say. What was you talking about? Who's okay, fix your browser. All right, there you go. the higher quality browsers, is it? Chrome. Go to Google Chrome, y'all. All right. And then y'all gonna see me if you're having a problem with your network. Back to Hussein Bolt. That's one of the perks that comes along with being the fastest man on the planet Earth. All right? I would agree with anybody else if they say, well, he's not the fastest man on Earth. I beg to differ. If you have someone faster, I would love to sponsor them. Please introduce me to them. I will pay for anything that they have, whatever type of recourse that they need, training, this and that. Call me. I'm investing in that dude. If you faster than Usain Bolt, call me. Call me up, man. East Plexity will be sponsoring you. I'm going to get you sponsorship from everywhere all over the world. You faster than Usain Bolt? Okay. All right. Keep in mind now, Usain Bolt is the fastest man on the planet Earth. Smoke that good kush, too. It's like Michael Phelps. Hey, Michael Phelps, what up? What's the science, yo? Michael Phelps done won again. This dude is... Let me tell you what. Now remember, y'all, I'm a medical marijuana advocate. All right? So that means that I advocate medical marijuana. That means that I say you can use medical marijuana. If you're of age, if you're not, make sure that your parents are the ones who are supplementing that and make sure that they understand the rules. All right? Because if not, guess who's going to be coming? CPS. Oh, they coming. So, all right. By the way, which brings me to the next one, the dumb chicks that was blowing the marijuana smoke in the little baby face on the news. Dumb. Dun-dun-dun. You're just dumb. You're dumb. Stupid. Who does that? What is that supposed to do? What is it supposed to do? That does absolutely nothing. Stupid. Dummy. All right, we're going to be talking about the 5 overlooked signs of sleep apnea. We're going to be talking about 11 signs you're sleep deprived. I'm only talking about the sleep shit, y'all, because I sleep in spurts. I take naps, and naps take me. That's it. And then we got 25 Instagram accounts that inspire you to work out. All right. What else happened this week? Conor McGregor won against Nate Diaz. Conor McGregor. Come on my show, Conor. Don't come too tough, though. Because everybody can lose. Everybody can catch you, especially dealing with me. You know what I mean? Because I'm the nicest person in the world, but I'm transparent. You know what I mean? I'm like the wolf. You know what I mean? You can say what you want about the wolf, but I guarantee you never see him in the circus with the lions and tigers. Consider that shit. All right. Meek Mill got bodied again by Drake. I just got to keep this one up, man. Drake, Meek, you're killing us, man. The dark-skinned dudes is losing because of Drake. You letting them body you, man. You keep letting them body you, man. Shit, you gonna fuck around and let Al B. Shore make a comeback, yo. Come on, man. Come on. Team dark-skinned dudes. We got to get this together, man. Drake is you're getting bodied by a singing nigga. From Canada. Shout out to Canada. But I mean, goddamn, this is the only nigga in Canada. No wonder he running it. Come on, y'all. Shout out to Dreezy Drake. He's so popular, Puff done went to his concert. Did you see Puff at the concert? Puff done went to Drake concert. That's how much he running the show right now. Puff show up at the goddamn concert. Shout out to Puff. Conor McGregor, back to you. He knocked out Nate. I don't know if he knocked him out. I didn't see the fight, but Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz beat his ass the first time. Conor beat him this time. I think that was all set up. You feel me? What my man there, Lover, used to say, come on, son. All right? Come on, son. Yeah, I think that was set up for the rematch. What was the last thing I wanted to talk about before I go to my break? And then we're going to come back and talk about fitness. This is what poets call my mega rant. Because I be, you know. I go off, but I only go off by what's on. Finally, my man Akon. Shout out to Akon. I think he said 75 million people is the key to giving them electricity. I think he already got 15 million people in Africa. Some electricity. I know we kind of, you know, people over here in America say we doing bad and this and that and that and shit and that. You know, really, the ones that's doing bad is the ones that's going to do bad any motherfucking way. Straight up. We're in the land. This is a land of plenty. Straight up. So if you can't get yours, you wasn't going to get yours wherever the fuck you were. Whether it was in New England or Africa, Japan, China, wherever. You know what I mean? The world is here for abundance. Period. And if you don't understand abundance, guess what? You ain't gonna get none. That which a man thinketh, so is he. What you think about, whatever you think about most, is what's going to manifest most in your life. Period. Now, a lot of people, as soon as you get over the front and shit, and you, and especially when you're dealing with your weight, for my women out there, for my men out there, deal with your weight issues, y'all. Quit trying to cover shit up. An outfit ain't going to do it. You got to be fit when you're out of it. That's why I call it an outfit. If it wasn't, it would be called the infit. Just because it's an outfit don't mean that it's in. I don't even start tongue twisting y'all anyway. Who else we got here, y'all? Peyton? Beyond Peyton? You related to Gary Payton? We got Helen Collins. Nadia Ali, what's the science, baby? Girl, I see you. You model, right? You a model. You do the international thing, right? I know you go from country to country. Tell me what you do. Who else we got on here? LaRon Davidson, what's the science? I see you over there at RMC. Yeah. Hey, you got some music things happening, right? Send it to me, y'all. All right, check this out. I'm about to go on to a commercial. I got to go. But guess what? I'll be right back. Because I'm partying this morning, y'all. It's Friday morning. Shout out to Leah. Let's go. Shout out to Poetess, one of the coolest females on the planet Earth. I guarantee you. Yeah. Am I back on? Well, shit. Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You are live on the air right now. I'm Ustreaming. I'm Facebooking. I'm everything in right now, y'all. So, y'all, I got a few cameras working around here right now, y'all. So, work with me, all right? On the line. We got my man on the line. You working on it? Okay. Well, that's the thing. That's the best part about it. Something begun or something half done. All you got to do is finish it, y'all. You feel me? Now, I don't know if y'all into horoscopes. Uh-oh. Shit, this damn thing. My fault, y'all. That's the thing about live. Anything can just happen on this joint. You know what I'm saying? So just be cool. And I'm going to be cool. Hey, this is the horoscopes, y'all. I know y'all probably ain't into them, but I am. Just a little bit. But this is what it says. I'm a Scorpio. So therefore, I'm going to say the Scorpio horoscope. And whatever your horoscope is, you can just use this one. You know what I'm saying? Hey, your ability to study quietly, to concentrate on the complex mental work, and to think deeply about serious matters is much better than usual. True. All right. This is a good time to organize your affairs and also to seek professional advice about your concerns. I don't know if that's a shot in the dark or what. It started out good, like, you know what I mean? It's a good time to concentrate on your mental work. Then at the end it says, it's also a good time to seek some advice, some professional advice. See if you're nuts or not, y'all. Okay. All right. Well, hey, man, let's do another one. Why not? Shit. All right. Aquarius. Aquarius? Okay. Let's go with Aquarius. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Aquarius, August 26, 2016. Keep your wits about you. Huh? I'm just saying what it says. Keep your wits about you throughout this period. You have an immense drive and a desire to get things done. But bear in mind that those around you may not share your enthusiasm or vision. Mm-hmm. Things may feel like they are moving in slow motion, but they are. But that is only because you're anxious to make bold moves towards your goals. Oh, that's a good strong one right there, yo. I like that. Shit, anybody out there that who got a horoscope? I'm gonna give me one more. Who out there want their horoscope read, yo? What's a good, who the dopest horoscope, y'all? Come on. First one up, chime. First one chime in. Let's go. I'm gonna read your horoscope right now. You got a second and a half in another half a second. What's happening out there? Where y'all at? Hey, I waited 4 seconds, y'all. Where y'all at? I'm talking to my Facebook people now. Where y'all at, Facebook people? You get your choice. You get your chance right now. Who got the dopest horoscope? And 5, 4. Come on. We on? Yes? On the phone. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
The champ is here. The champ is here. Hey, kumbaya. Hey, what's up, family? What you got going on?
What's good, big dog? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm only blessed. I ain't shit else. You know what I mean? That's the whole purpose of being here. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Hey, tell the people who you are and tell them where you at. Tell them what you do so they'll understand that. Damn, that was kind of a rhyme, right? Damn, I didn't push this. Go ahead.
You about to mess around and get the deal, bro.
You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, man. So, my name is Mike Thompson. I'm actually in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right.
Shout out to the Queen City, the Panthers, and the Hornets. You know,
I'm a
trainer, man. I help people change their lives and get to points in their lives where they thought they would never be able to reach and do new things and see new heights and just feel amazing about the body that they were blessed with.
That's dope. Well, you know that. When you make it on the Demega Code show and you do fitness, you know you made it. You know, this is like the Apollo of fitness right here. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. I'm blessed for the interview, man.
Hey, blame God. I dare you. He going to keep blessing you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, so listen, I'm doing this. I'm going to let you finish talking to the people, but I was on the horoscope thing. What's your horoscope?
I'm an Aries.
Aries, you just missed your horoscope, man. You got some good stuff popping. You know, Aries is supposed to be good people, just say right here, Aries. You know what I mean? I just read the Aries. I need another one. Let me see. I'm just going to read one anyway. Let's go with the Geminis. Geminis. There is a friendly, cooperative, harmonious tone to the interactions you have now. It is a good time for social activities and for getting in touch with friends. You avoid heavy discussions and do not want to focus on dry, practical matters. You hear that?
Mm.
That's the Geminis, yo. That's the Geminis.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Taurus right now. What the hell? All right. Taurus, here we go. The Taurus says, the study of unusual subjects appeal to you at this stage in your life. And you could find that you have a certain amount of genius in some such things. Curiosity is strong and pays off in ways you'd never suspect. Writing and speaking about radical social and technological ideas catch your interest. And you could get lots of positive attention. A high-tech phase. That's what's happening with the Taurus, yo. So we got the Taurus, the Gemini, the Scorpio. One more. What the hell? Why not Leos, right?
It's only right.
No, look at the Leo. They got a whole damn book about the Leo, yo. Look at this.
Yeah, man. They're trip, man. They good people, but they spicy, bro.
Look at them. Let's just hear what they say about them. Here go y'all horoscope, Leo, for August 26, 2016. Cross purposes, crossed wires, and conflicting energies may have left you drained as of late. But realignment is now underway that will allow you to get back in tune with things. You will find yourself better able to take charge of your daily routine and let energize you rather than drag you down. Experimental with various alternatives now leads to the choice of single path that both conserves your energy resources and brings you dividends in the process. Put aside time-wasting diversions and go with what and who really make you feel alive and glowing. Goddamn, Leos. That's a whole book right there, Leo. I hope you got all of that, Leos. Hey. All right. Okay. So listen, man. It's 911.
Yeah.
That means that's an emergency, right now. It's 911 out here in California. You out there in you in Michael Jordan's hometown? Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm out here in North Cat.
Michael Jordan's hometown, correct?
Yes, sir.
Money Mike.
You know it, baby.
Mike, I got a question. What the fuck did you give $1 million to the police for and NAACP, yo? That's all I want to know. All right.
Hey man, I can't help you on that one, bro.
Not you. I'm not talking about you, Mike. I'm talking about the other Mike. The Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Man. That's tricky, man. You know.
Who does that?
He wears a lot of hats, bro. I don't know, man. It's crazy, man. For real.
That's crazy, man. It's like saying
he
okay.
He does a lot of different things, and then like you know, he doesn't really speak out too much, and sometimes when he does, it's just like, oh wow, he finally said something. You know what I mean?
What did he say though? You almost got $1 billion. You gave $1 million. You tipped that. That's you spend that on tips per
Please
year at the casino, man. You know
right?
What I mean? Huh?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. That's all I can say, Mike. I'm gonna still wear your Jordans because this nigga make the most comfortable Jordans. I mean, the most comfortable shoes on the planet.
I'll fucking promise you that, boy.
Yeah, you do. The Jordan brand, it ain't get that big by being no bullshit. It's not, you know.
Nah, hell no.
Nah. It ain't never turned out to be pro wings.
It's definitely you know what I mean?
A1. All right. So listen, tell the people what's the name of your fitness brand and then tell them where they can stalk you at on social media.
So the brand is Team Body Right. Uh-huh. You can catch me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook under the same name, Team Body Right. Just like it's spelled, no crazy ass spellings and extra asterisks and characters and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
It's straight to the point, man. Holler at me, check me out, DM me, message me, I respond. I'm not uppity about the whole thing. You know, you got questions, hit me up.
Right.
Whatever you need, I got you.
Right. Now y'all check this dude out. He do what he do because is this your chosen, is this your purpose?
Yeah.
You always been into athleticism and training and all that?
Oh, yeah, man. I played baseball, football, lacrosse, and basketball growing up. So I'm always playing or getting ready for something.
Lacrosse? What's that about?
Yeah, man. So lacrosse is like a combination of hockey and soccer. So you're out on a huge-ass field, uh-huh. You know, And you got the sticks with the ball,
uh-huh.
And it's set up literally just like hockey, man. You know, you got guys running up and down the field.
Yeah.
You got two goalies at each end of the field. Jim Brown was huge in this sport back in the early 80s, late 70s.
Uh-huh.
And so it, for me, myself, trying to model myself after a crazy, amazing athlete in my eyes, you know, Jim Brown was one of those guys that stood out because he actually – was the first black man to play lacrosse.
Really? And I never knew that.
Yeah, man, he played lacrosse as well.
See, look at that. Hey, look, see, hold on. See, I like to get exclusives like that. Maybe it wasn't exclusive to other people. To me, that was exclusive, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I'm a Jim Brown fan, but I never knew that Jim Brown liked to play lacrosse. Did y'all know that out there? Did y'all know that? All right. Well, that's Jim Brown. He's an activist now, though.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's interesting. I wouldn't know. You gotta take a lot of energy because it's just like soccer. You're running back and forth,
yeah,
back and forth, 100%. Back and forth.
Yeah, man, all running, bro.
But it never made it to a big type of sport though. It never made
not too huge, man. You gotta like if I go back home like Midwest. I'm from Ohio originally, so uh-huh. Like in Ohio it's really big. It's pretty big in New York, and down by the coast, you know, you got the high schools that are playing it now and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
But outside of that, nah, it's not really big at all, but it's an amazing sport, dude.
It's big in Ohio?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Maybe that's where they got the Ohio players from. What you think? Yo, the Ohio players was lacrosse players, yo.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Hey, so
yeah.
Listen. So, what's the, you said it's, tell the people the name of your fitness again?
Team Body Right Training.
Team Body Right.
Yeah, man.
Keep your body right. Keep your body tight. You got a slogan?
Yeah. Changing lives one rep at a time.
Change your lives?
Changing lives.
What lives?
One rep at a time.
One rep at a time. Body tight. Well, keep your body tight there, y'all. Okay, listen. So if you're training, and because
yeah.
I got, you know, when you come on the show, it's just certain questions I ask trainers. Number one is, who is three people that you would like to train? And who is the three people that you would like to work with?
Three people I would like to work with.
Dead or alive. If you could have worked with, you know what I mean? Like, dead or alive. Like, the two people that I really would have liked to work with is dead. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I would have liked, I would have liked to work with Biggie, and I would have liked to work with Pac.
Nice.
And I like that. And my other one was, and my other one is Hugh Hefner. You know what I'm saying? Between him and Bill Gates. You know what I mean?
Right. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, I would have loved to work with Iverson when he was playing.
The truth?
Yeah, man.
AI. Shout out to AI, man. AI just smoking that good kush too. I said,
yeah, man, look. him, Ray Lewis when he was playing.
Shout out Ray Lewis. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ray. Ray been in the game a long time. He know what he's doing.
Strong absolutely, man. And also, I'm from Ohio, man. I would love to work with LeBron, bro.
LeBron?
Yeah, man.
Shout out LeBron James. King James. I partied with King James at the, what was the name of that? Davies thing or something? Right here in Beverly Hills, man. A little club. Just club everybody go to. Yeah, he partied. He had the whole, they call him King James for a reason. You know what I mean? They should call me King Jamaica. Shout out King James. Why would you like to train with LeBron? Tell him, because he listens.
I'm a huge fan of hometown talent, man.
Who?
I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of hometown talent.
Right.
And LeBron, like he does a lot, man. Like, and I respect that. And I just want to, if I had the opportunity to work with him and everything like that, that would just be, it would just be fucking dope.
Hey, that's a good thing. LeBron, you heard that. Give him a call, man. All right? You know, LeBron making movies and TV shows. He's making so much money right now, man. But see, when you get to this level, it's like, it's as much as they would like to actually talk to people, they can't.
Right.
You just can't. You know, it's just not possible. You know what I mean? Because at this point, every conversation costs money.
Every
conversation costs money. Everything. Because, and when you a brand, like, you're not even a person anymore. You're a place.
Literally.
A place is everywhere. Even when you're nowhere. So that means you have no privacy whatsoever. There is always people around you. 24/7. It's only 24 in the day. that's an extra hour that you really don't get to yourself.
Exactly. You don't get to do nothing by yourself.
LeBron changed his workout because Garnett went to I keep calling Durant Garnett? Because
they're the same.
Same, huh? The same. Yep. I don't know. I don't know now. Garnett is a bigger beast than
I'll give you that all day. That's why Durant hasn't won a chip yet.
Yeah, he gonna win one now though.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Somebody's gotta be that sacrificial lamb, bro.
I mean, like, I understand y'all won. You still basking in y'all glory. You still doing what you do. You still get the privilege, the right, the opportunity. Your winning is fresh right now. Y'all winning is just fresh. So y'all still chilling.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, y'all still chilling. So LeBron basically owned, like, Cleveland now, right?
It's a wrap. It's done.
Did he buy the city or something like that? I mean, like...
he might as well.
I mean, like, what can't he afford in Cleveland? I mean, in the whole city. Just tell me.
His money is no good in Cleveland. It's like that now.
That's what I'm asking you. What? I mean, he just... He don't never get... If you rob LeBron James in Cleveland, you better just be practicing. He don't keep no money on him, no credit cards, no nothing. He don't need to. That's another level.
Exactly.
But you know what though? He had to get to that level, but guess where he started at? He started out with you. You come out the womb great.
That's it, bro.
You gotta evolve to that.
Exactly. You gotta work for it. You gotta want it. And that's why I love fitness and I love training, man, because at the end of the day, I'm going to figure out a way to get something about you that you didn't know you had.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
That's why I love fitness and I love training, because at the end of the day, I get the challenge every single day to dig into my clients and pull something out of them that they didn't know they had.
So what's your biggest motivation?
My biggest motivation for training is a lot of my family, you know what I'm saying, we struggle with weight issues and diabetes and hypertension and stuff like that. And so my grandfather, he was a huge influence in my life, and he passed, you know what I'm saying, due to, like, just medical issues with weight. And he used to smoke cigarettes and all that stuff. And so, like, after he passed, it really hit me hard. But it wasn't until he passed when I found my passion for wanting to learn more about health and wellness and really getting into the aspect of training and stepping away from being just an athlete.
I like that. So, you drink alkaline water?
Oh yeah, it's legit, bro. I love it. We got a couple of spots here that you can actually take your own jugs and fill them up, and it's not a whole lot. It's like a couple of dollars,
right?
Depending on what size jug you have or what jar you have.
Right. People always ask me, is alkaline water expensive? And I'll be like, it's not as expensive as a funeral.
Exactly. Not expensive as it should be.
Yeah. You know, funerals are expensive.
Yeah, so, man, because you can take your milk jug down there, fill it up. It's like $1.75.
$1.75 out there?
Yeah, it gets you a whole gallon.
I forgot y'all in the South, though. Y'all in the...
Yeah, exactly. We not out there in Cali where everybody want to be healthy.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I just thought about it. Wait. Well, your state is one of the biggest in obesity.
Exactly.
What the hell? You should be at work right now, yo. What's you going on, me? Man?
I'm literally in between clients right now.
I'm thinking. I'm like, damn. I mean, like, so when people see you out there, do they, because, you know, what I do, I call it how it is. I call shit how it is. I say exactly what it is. I call fat. I call skinny. I call healthy. I call, you know, whatever it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to be blind. You know what I mean? You can't be blind. But where you're at is predominantly Black, correct? See, wow.
I mean, you got a good mix, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot more Black here than white in Charlotte.
But when I watch the games, though, I don't see, like, a lot of Black people at the football games.
Because they ain't buying them tickets.
Damn! I don't understand this, yo! Yeah, I just got a whole state full of damn Black, like, people and all white people at the football game. Man!
And it's crazy because it's like a lot of people here in Charlotte are not from Charlotte. So when the games are here and when the games are on, 9 times out of 10, depending on who the Panthers are playing, you know, the out of state team, they got more fans there than the Panthers do.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, if the Steelers come here, you go to that game, you would think it's a Steelers home game.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
Well, that's not, they obviously ain't that far from there.
No, they ain't right there in Pittsburgh, like 9 hours.
Dang, that's deep, man.
Yeah, man, that shit is crazy.
That's deep. Listen, I got to take a break, but when I get back, we're going to be talking about the signs of sleep apathy, and we're going to be talking about the 25, a bunch of the damn websites for, fitness and inspiration, things like that. All right? So you get down, and then I'm going to ask you the questions about, let me ask you this. What's three of your favorite songs that get you popping when you're working out or when you're training?
Right now, I'm big on that Zoe Dallas, Running Who? Through a Check.
Who?
I'm a huge fan of that. I Got the Keys.
Wait. Slow down. Who did you say? Zoe who?
Zoe Dallas. Yeah.
And who?
Running
Through a Check.
Yeah.
What do you mean a check? Like a checkpoint or a
running through? Nah, like a check. Like, I'm trying to get this money.
Okay, running through a check. All right. I can dig that. Don't write me no motherfucking check, though. Give me cash. Give me either cash or just wire me my money. That's all you got
to
do.
That's it. Straight to the point.
Yeah, but at any rate, run me my money. Yes, sir. Now, what is the, what's the next one?
That DJ Khaled, I Got the Keys.
I Got the Key. Ain't that Hove?
That's Khaled, Future, and Hove.
But Hove is rapping, though.
Yeah, Hove is rapping, though. Future's on the hook, and Khaled produced the joint.
I kind of heard it, but I didn't kind of hear it. I know a Hov had a cold verse, and I know Future doing what he always do, sometimes. You can't forget the damn hook. It go, I got the keys, right? Am I saying it right?
Exactly, that's it, yeah.
Play the damn song, yo. Play the song, nigga. Hey, what's the other one, though? What's the last one?
The last one, man, it's kind of a toss-up, man. I like to take it back every now and then, and depending on what I got going on, I'll throw in some California Love, that Tupac.
California Love.
Yeah, man. It just depends on the day, bro. It could be that. It could be a talk about some old Lil Wayne.
Wait.
Or some of that, some old Meek Mill, something like that.
Meek got body. Meek got body by a singing nigga. Hey, we'll be right back, man. We'll be right back. Because I got the keys. Yeah.
The funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King culture, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King culture, black man taking no loss.
Hey. Yo, what's the science? Yo, this is the Domega Cult. You are live on Air Moore's Media, live right now in the dopest, damn it, podcast you're gonna find on the planet. Yo, Money Mike.
Yo, what's happening?
What's the science, man?
Cooling, my G.
I can dig that. So listen, now we're going to talk about 10 signs, 10 common signs of overeating.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go to the 10 common signs of an overeating challenge. All right.
Overeating challenge?
It's what it says, 10 common signs of an overeating challenge. Like, consider these 10 common signs of overeating as they speak to you. This is just what it says, man. I am only a messenger. I am only like job. Right? What's the?
Yeah.
I mean, they call him Job in the Bible.
Right.
But see, they don't understand the whole transformation of that, though. You know what I mean? It says, Job wasn't bothering anyone. And God asked the devil, have you considered my servant Job? Now, I'm trying to think. Where in the hell did Job and Job go different? I mean, there's nothing over, no hype, no fences, nothing, no difference. I mean, it's like out here where they got Rodale and Rodeo. It's the same goddamn street. You know what I mean? I guess it's, you know what I mean? But if you think about that, though. Cause I know y'all big on the you got a lot of y'all big on the Bible out there, cause this what do you call that angelical state, what do you call that, you know, when you going for the president, when you going for the shit, I forget, that just go how unimportant, what is that called, the states where they be the preachers and all that. Evangelist, yeah. See, Poetess know everything. I swear, let me tell you something, man. If you don't know, call Poetess. You know what I mean? But don't call her if it's some shit that you can Google, because she know the shit that Google don't know. All right. Now, the thing about the out there where you at, it's a lot of black churches, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had? Okay. You know the black church is one of the biggest problems in obesity.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Do you, a lot of clients, a lot of your clients, do you solicit at a lot of churches out there?
I don't do a lot of soliciting at the church, but I mean, I pick up a couple of clients from the church.
Yeah.
But yes, it's a lot of healthy church goers, I'll say that.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Very healthy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you don't know, Jesus had a trainer. His name was God. You know what I mean? And he made sure that everything he did served a purpose with his body. All the way to crucifixion, meaning crossing it out completely, just dying to yourself. Right?
Right.
Am I saying this right? Okay. All right. You ain't been at Bishop Eddie Long Church, have you?
Nah, I've been by.
You know he lost a lot of, but okay, now you know he lost a lot of weight, though. What do you think about it? Okay, did you see him?
I haven't seen him. I heard.
Yeah. That's not. Yeah. He on a different type of diet. That's not normal. Like, you can get on there and say what you want to say. Like, you know what I mean? You can eat in his voice and this and that. And it's not a good look. You know what I mean? So, but a lot of preachers, they don't talk about being overweight. they don't talk about weight at all for two reasons.
It's definitely a topic in the conversation, though.
No, not at church, because that has something to do with actuality.
And the flesh.
That's something that you actually, this is what they tell you. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Right.
What the fuck? I mean, when does the flesh get strong, yo? I mean, what kind of spirit are you to have weak flesh? Like, you know what I mean? Like, think about this for a second. Now, it's two reasons why they don't talk about losing weight in the church. Number one is 90% of them are fat their damn self.
Right.
So they can't practice what they preach. See, that's one of the biggest things. See, as long as I can present an illusion, I'll put this suit on that's covering this extra 200 pounds of what God blessed me with to make sure that I cherish and take care of it like a baby's. You know what I mean? Like, so why am I looking like this? But praise the Lord. However, there's nothing wrong with praising the Lord, whatever size you are. But don't be bullshitting, man. All right? Quit playing like, yo, like, Jesus, you know, just love me for myself and this and that. That's cool. But don't send that message out to your kids and this and that and the neighbor's kids and anybody else that's actually paying attention to you. Love yourself.
Yeah, we actually started up a boot camp each week at my church, actually, too, that I do for free.
What's the name of your church?
Spirit of Liberty Deliverance.
Spirit of Liberty Deliverance. Shout out to Spirit of Delivery. Say, you say it, man, because I've been smoking.
Spirit of Liberty Deliverance Church.
Spirit of Liberty.
There you go.
Spirit of Liberty. What's the other one?
Deliverance
Church.
Church. Yes, sir. Soul.
Soul. Yeah. And just because God hasn't delivered you from some things, and he's delivered you from most, believe me. You know what I mean? Because if you'd have still been doing the same things you was doing right now, it'd be a wrap. So deliverance is great. You know what I mean? Sir. You got to go to church sometime to hear a word. You know what I mean? My thing is, I just hate talking to hypocrites. Because the first thing I'm going to do is you tell me, believe in this, believe in that, I'm going to look at you. And if I can look at you and I see that you don't believe in yourself based on how you look, what is it that you can tell me? No. This is what I was saying about the big thing about LeBron. About trying to have a conversation with LeBron, this and that, and that and this. You can't, it's impossible. Because when you really, 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 really structured, when you really got your shit together, people can't even, they can't just talk to you. Feel me? They have people that talk to you for them.
Exactly. And they take care of everything you need, and then they keep going on about the day.
They don't, it's not that, it's not, and here's the thing, it's not that they don't want to. They would probably love to have, you may be a great fucking person. However, I don't have time. You see? And see, the people don't say, the more money you get, the more time is valuable to you. You can say right now, oh, my time is just as valuable right now. Okay. Yeah.
Or is it?
You got to prove it. Every second count.
Because they don't like y'all got nothing going on.
Every second count. Every second count. Every second. Every day you get 86,400 seconds to do with it what you can. If you can't, guess what? You can't give that back. This is not rollover minutes and rollover shit. This is it, baby. Now let's get back to the program here. What was we talking about, Money Mike? They call you Money Mike down there?
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, well, on this show,
Money Mike.
Okay, well, on this show, you represent prosperity. So therefore, you are Money Mike.
Now, my man, I like that.
Well, LaShawn Turner tuned in. Rodisha Jackson tuned in. Darlene Henry tuned in. Yo, everybody's tuned in. We see y'all out there. And that's my Facebook people. And then shout out to all my peoples over there. That's on Ustream and everybody else. Now, number one. This is 10 signs that you're overeating, y'all. You eat too fast. That's number one. You eat too fast. I don't know if that's... I eat fast. I eat fast.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that myself.
I'm guilty. See? Let's see, this is us. See, as trainers, we telling you this. We are healthy people. But we admit, I admit, I eat fast. And I only eat fast because I always got shit to do. I do everything fast. You know what I mean? Fast, yo. I sleep fast. You know what I mean? Yeah, some people go to sleep for, yeah, you sleep for like 8 hours. You know what I mean? Me, I can cram 8 hours worth of sleep into like an hour and a half, yo.
I was about to say, I don't even remember last time I got 8 hours,
bro. I'm telling you. We're going to be talking about that too, though. We talk about overeating and oversleeping. I mean, is it oversleeping? Or two times that you got sleep apnea. That's what it is. All right. Number two, eating without paying attention. Guilty. See, I'm guilty. Listen, y'all. I'm texting. I'm talking. I'm watching this. I can be doing a multitude of shit while I'm eating, y'all. Straight up.
Yep.
And so, you know, focus on eating, y'all. To my overweight, obese people, shout out to y'all. Don't think I be going in on y'all because I call y'all fat. You know what I mean? It don't matter to me, man. You know what I mean? Because remember, I believe in predestination. So that means that if you're fat, that's just what the fuck you are. If you want to be back how I believe you're designed to be, and you're going to get that way whether you listen to me or not, because that's just how the way of the world works. Okay? I ain't making this up. This is called life. Life made itself up. It's going to keep making itself up. All right? Now, number three. Yeah. Number three, eating without pleasure of nourishment, meaning you just eating just for the hell of it. I don't do that. When I'm eating, I'm eating for it. It's a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not just. And that's the thing, y'all. This is a good one right here. Eating without any benefits, I mean, any pleasure or nourishment, meaning like it's just there. I might as well eat it. Don't do that. All right? Don't do that. And to my big people, if you're going to do that, have shit around that's going to be nutritious for you.
Right.
Like I said, you can never overeat healthy. All right? Number five. Nope. Eating and feeling heavy afterwards. This is 10 signs that you're overeating. If you eat and afterwards, you just want to unbutton that thing and just sit there. The fellas really got that bad, especially during football season. You know what I mean? You sitting there, you watching 2-3 games. Don't have a sports channel. You didn't watch every damn game in the NFL.
Yep.
This team didn't piss you off. I can't believe this dude ran. Oh, that's a bad call. You done ate this and ate that. And you just sitting there, you just overeating and overeating. And now you just, by the time the game over, you know what I mean? The same dudes that's running around that they made $200,000 and lost about 3 or 4 pounds.
Right.
You sitting there watching and didn't make no motherfucking money and gained 4 pounds. You see how that worked? Man, either you winning or you losing. Shit.
That's it, bro.
Hey, okay. Number, where we at? Number four. Number four says, eating with a feeling of shame, guilt, or embarrassment. What you got to say about that, Mike?
No, that sounds kind of like depression type shit, right?
That's what I'm saying. Eating alone with the feeling of shame, guilt, or embarrassment.
But like my thing is this: like if you're doing that, like you're not helping the situation. You're making it 10 times worse because for one, you're hiding, and then you're eating bullshit, mm-hmm. and that's not going to change the way that you're viewed or the situation that you're dealing with outside of the comfort of your four walls.
Right. Right. Y'all hear that? All right. Okay. Number six, a preoccupation with your weight, meaning that, like soon as you eat, or the more you eat, you preoccupy with how not, I don't know what the hell, how it's going to look, or I don't know. I always tell people, if you want to, you know, that's what I tell my clients. Listen, you really want to lose weight, stand in front of the mirror and eat naked for 30 days. Whenever you eat, just stand in front of the mirror naked and eat. Something is going to happen. You know, along with the workouts and things like that, something is going to happen. All right?
It is, man.
Yeah.
Just know what you got going on.
Number seven, a belief that even though you love food, it's still your enemy. A belief that even though you love food, it's still your enemy. These are 10 signs that you're over, 10 common signs of an overeater. Number eight, a history of fluctuations or a string of unsuccessful diets.
Yeah, that's a big one, man. I think that's what got a lot of people in that little rut that they're in. But a lot of people fail to realize that it's not just one thing that you can do to get it right. You got to do both consistently together. And that's the only way it's really going to work. You can't just eat right and not work out. And you can't just work out and then eat what you want. You got to do them together consistently for everything to kick. And then we get frustrated after like 2 weeks. But it's like, shit, like you did what you wanted over the weekend. You only worked out 3 times last week. The week before that, you worked out 5. And, like, now you mad because you don't know why you're not losing no weight.
And it took five, keep in mind, it took 5 years to put all this weight on.
Exactly.
I mean, it took five damn years to put it on. So to say, hey, listen.
That shit ain't coming off in a month.
No. Hey, now it's cool to be optimistic. It's cool to say, look, I'm going to get this off. And then you just, you know, because remember, it's the law of attraction.
Uh-huh.
You don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So if you want to be great, that's what's going to come out of you, greatness. If you want to be good, goodness is going to come out of you. You're going to be all right? All right, shit going to come out of you. That's just the way it works. However, if it took you 5 years to put on some 100 pounds, and after 30 days, and you can go hard. I mean, you can go 0 to 9. And at the most, you're going to take off 30 of those pounds. At the most. Now, most people, I mean, that's working out once a day, taking one day off, and you're working out an hour, maybe an hour and a half every day.
Right. Going to get it.
And eating right. This is the most you're going to take off. If you take off anything more than that, it's going to be kind of unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless you're taking your new to the pop to, you, I mean, you got to be like basically in a laboratory. You feel me? You got to be basically in a lab in order for that to work. But yeah, for the most part, that's what that is. Now, what was we at? What was the last one? Is number nine, fear of appetite. Fear of appetite. That means that you eat so much, you're afraid of getting hungry. You just, because you know now that you're overeating. So now you don't even want to have an appetite. But that's cool. However, this is what you do when that happens. And you know that you're going to overeat. Again, grab some stuff that's healthy.
That's it, man.
Even if you got to, listen, even if you got to do something mechanical to it to make it right for you, you know what I mean? Get you some celery and instead of making it celery, put a little bit of sugar or whatever you got to put on the thing to make it right. Do that. You know what I mean? Because the stuff that you're just going to find in the box and the sweets and all that and the Krispy Kreme and Krispy Kremes and all that Krispy Kremes should be illegal. That should be illegal. That's the devil. You got a Krispy Kreme down there?
Oh, yeah. We got a couple of them.
That's the devil.
Yeah, and they do like these little
the devil.
Specials during football season. Like if the Panthers win, like you get like a dozen donuts for like $2 or some shit.
Oh, that's the devil.
Crazy, bro.
Out of all the shit they could give away, they give away 2 dozen of donuts. See, that's why why it's one of the most obese places in the world. Now, if you start saying, look, listen, if the Panthers win, we're going to give away a full bag of vegetables, lettuce, celery, carrots, and all this shit, they'd be like, what? Huh?
Right.
Bring on the tacos or something. They don't really do tacos out there. But this is a trip because you got an all-black state with all-white people at the football games. What do they serve? What kind of food?
They serve a lot of barbecue.
Damn.
Yeah, you get
you see this? Boy. I told you, Black Lives Matter. Who cooking it? I bet you the white folks ain't cooking that barbecue down there. Damn it. See what I'm saying? We still building this country. Y'all keep America great, y'all. I don't know what we gonna do. I don't know what we gonna do. We in a fight with Hillary and Trumpism over there. It's like what do you do? It's like picking up a turd from the clean end. You know what I mean? Like, how do you do that?
It's crazy, bro. I don't get it, man.
Yeah. Hey, what was the last one we was talking about? Shit. Hold on. I hear this. The last one is a belief that life will be better if you could just control your appetite and lose weight. What do you think about that? A belief that life will be better if you can just control your appetite and lose weight. These are signs of overeaters.
That's a sign that you need a trainer.
Damn. And I dropped the mic. Damn, bottom line, you need to be trained.
That's it, man.
But it's just like, listen, don't feel any type of way if you have to hire a trainer, people.
Exactly.
Everything you do, mentally, you had to be trained to do it. That's everything. When I first started working out, I had a different lifestyle. The reason why I actually started working out is because I had got shot. So I had to rehab myself.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I wasn't no workout. I was a little dude. You know what I mean? When I got shot, I was 147 pounds. So I was a small guy. But I had big guns, so you wouldn't be able to tell by my size. However, the point I'm trying to make is, I was weak. I couldn't even bench press 25 pounds when I first started working out. Not 25 pounds. I couldn't get 25 pounds off the bench.
Oh, wow.
I can max you out at 405 right now.
That's it.
Right now, as we speak. And rep you 315. Blessed. I tell people all the time, I've been this way because I've been blessed. I'm anointed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing that destroys what you lack. So if you're anointed to do something, don't worry about the particulars. Just do it. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. You can't go wrong. And if you do, you could have been right. So guess what? You can't go wrong. All right?
Right.
Listen, Money Mike, it's been a divine pleasure to have you on my show on purpose.
Thank you.
On purpose. This was not an accident. So that means that if you were here on purpose, you was here by purpose. You feel me? Which means that you have a purpose and you're walking in it. Team body tight. All right. Listen, tell the people where they can get with you at.
Yeah. Hit me up. Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Team Body Right. Let me know what you need. Questions, comments. Hit me up, man. I'm trying to get to Cali as fast as possible.
Hey, man. I tell you what, man. I'm here. Come through.
Yes. Got you, bro. Say no more.
My man. All right. Peace. Hey, yo, listen. Y'all are dope, y'all. Y'all are completely dope and completely purposeful and powerful, and I appreciate y'all more than you're going to ever know. My show is live. Got poetess on the grind over there with me. I got, I'm chimed in, y'all, every Friday. So this is what you do. You chime in too. I was going to talk about the five signs of the sleep apnea thing, but obviously I ran out of time. So I can't talk about it because I don't need nothing to go off the air. But I tell you what, next week when you come through, I'm going to have it for you. Now, my quote, I'm going to leave you with this, y'all. You know what I mean? In order for you to stay powerful, keep this in mind that anything not growing is dead. It's all about growth, y'all. All right? From the best to the worst, keep God first. All right? And always keep getting closer to your dreams. One love. Pow.